Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Sharp with Tiny Corporate Office. It's wonderful to be with you again. We're very much appreciative for all that are tuning in to listen to this terrific call. As part of our continuing education and better understanding of heart health, and we're very excited to be able to bring on Dr. Perry Chin to be with us, to share with us his information, his expertise on heart health and exercise. So, Dr. Chin, welcome to the call, and thank you very much for being a part of it.
You're so welcome. I'm very excited to be on the call and share a little bit of the understanding I have about this specific subject, you know, heart health and exercise, and also specifically the chionic triangle. Thank you.
You and I, we've talked a few different times about this particular subject a couple of times, and I'm really excited about it. I know that I've been trying to do a lot of exercise, and hopefully it's affecting my heart health. My blood pressure has gone down, and some of my statistics are definitely improving as a result of taking the Kyani products and overall heart health. So I'm really excited about that. But this is going to be a fantastic discussion and topic, and I'm hoping that everyone else, like you and I, are very excited about it as well. So I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, Dr. Chin, I wanted to go over a couple of things with you. I wanted to introduce you to those in Kyani. I know that you're from the Northwest, and you've obviously had a lot of exposure, a lot of experience in traveling around and doing a number of different presentations and discussions in the Northwest with Kyani distributors. I've been on a number of different phone calls. But for those that haven't had a chance to be able to get to know you, I would very much like to go over your bio and share some information with you, and then we'll get into some questions and discuss a few things about exercise and heart health, if that's okay with you.
Sounds great.
All right. Dr. Perry Chin has been in private chiropractic practice for the past 25 years, 17 years in Enumclaw, and 7 years in Tukwila in Washington. In October of 2011, he sold his practice to focus on his speaking, consulting, nutritional product development, and other projects, domestic and international. He's received his undergraduate associate degree from Green River Community College in 1983 and his Doctor of Chiropractic from Life University in December of 1986. This period of instruction was equal to over 7 academic years of post-secondary education. Dr. Chin has been a resident of the Enumclaw Plateau community for the past 40 years. He attended Auburn Adventist Academy, graduating in 1978. While a student at Life University, Dr. Chin was active in student government, was an officer in the Gonstead Clinical Studies Society, and was a member of the Chi Rho Professional Fraternity. Dr. Chin was the recipient of the prestigious Gonstead Scholarship and was a senior intern in the college public clinics, supervising other clinicians in their work, and also worked in a supervisory role in the X-ray facility. His postgraduate education has included a certification as a diplomat in the Gonstead Clinical Studies Society and numerous other continuing education seminars. He currently is a member of the board for the GCSS and is a certified instructor for the Gonstead Chiropractic Technique. His most recent book, he's an author of many books, but his most recent book, Symphony of Wellness, was released in October of 2010, is also available at symphonywellness.com and amazon.com. In this volume, Dr. Chin explores the subject of health and wellness, holistic wellness, and discusses the miracle of L-arginine and nitric oxide, the vital physiological pathway based on a 1998 Nobel-winning discovery of the importance of L-arginine in nitric oxide production for cardiovascular vitality, immune function, neurological health, and a host of other health benefits. Dr. Chin, your third edition of Symphony of Wellness is coming out soon, and I know that a Spanish translation is also coming out soon, but what's really exciting is you have about 1,000 copies that have already been translated into Mandarin Chinese. I thought that's just fantastic. Well, Dr. Claire Francomano wrote the preface of Symphony of Wellness in this third edition, and Dr. Bob Anderson wrote the introduction. Dr. Norm Shealy has reviewed the manuscript for the third edition and has found it an excellent, succinct summary of the essentials of true health. So, Dr. Chin, it sounds like you've got just an incredible amount of experience in so many different facets, and I know that I've reviewed your book, Symphony of Wellness, and it's just a fantastic book of information with so much about nitric oxide and what that can do for us. So we just really appreciate all that you're doing and being a part of Kyani. And how long, by the way, have you been a distributor with Kyani? Let me ask you that.
I was introduced to Kyani a couple of years ago when I was deep in the middle of formulating my own nutritional products, and it fascinated me, and the more I began to learn about Kayani, even though I wasn't tremendously active earlier as a distributor, the more I couldn't let it go, the more it just really intrigued me as to the incredible power of these products. And so I have been a distributor for a couple of years, and now I am even more seriously moving forward with the business aspect of Kayani, as well as researching the science of the product.
I know that you and I had a chance to go with Dan Swindell and Mary Louise Zeller on a Northwest tour about a couple of months ago, and just had a terrific time, and it was a pleasure to listen to the detailed information that you shared about the Kayani products. You certainly know what you're talking about, and it was just absolutely fascinating to listen to what you had to say and share about that as we did that Northwest tour. But I do have one question for you before we begin. You've been a chiropractic doctor for the past 25 years. How did you get involved in nutrition?
About 4 years ago, I met a gentleman who is very active in the Asian community and Asian market as far as brand marketing and exporting products to China. And we decided as part of one of our projects that we were doing in Asia that we wanted to produce nutritional products, specifically those relating to the Nobel Prize in 98. You know, originally centered around the discovery of L-arginine as a precursor to nitric oxide. As we were moving forward with this and talking with and discussing potential plans with several network marketing companies, we finally decided to create our own brand, create our own specific products, and we moved forward with that. And now currently have a line of products primarily marketed in Asia. So moving ahead with the understanding of the importance of nitric oxide, especially having to do with nitrates and nitrites as precursors, it's basically just a natural shift for me of what makes sense in the science and moving forward, and that has everything to do with Kayani and its products.
We wanted to talk on this call about exercise and heart health and really zero in on that. We hear a lot about the importance of exercise for improving muscle tone, helping to control the body weight and other general health considerations. What specifically does exercise do to assist the body at a cellular level?
Well, one of the most important things, of course, is the production of nitric oxide. You know, nitric oxide has been implicated to, you know, be involved in so many different things in human physiology and how the body works, everything from neurotransmission, memory, stroke, pulmonary hypertension, penile erection, angiogenesis, wound healing, diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, tumors, asthma, tissue transplantation, septic shock. I mean, the list, you know, we could just go on and on and on with the list of how important nitric oxide is to how the body functions normally. Now, what is really important is as nitric oxide is produced, and one of the primary pathways and the places it's produced is in the lining of the blood vessels, as we know, and that's called the endogenous system or the endothelium. And its ability to be produced has a lot to do with the physical action of fluid movement through the blood vessels, what's called the hemodynamic forces. There's basically three hemodynamic forces. There's cyclic stress, in other words, a stress or a pulse of pressure radiating from a central point in the blood vessel outward. There's pulsatile stress, which is basically the almost like a shock wave of pulse pressure that is generated in the heart and pushed throughout the cardiovascular system. And the last one of the three, and what is most important physiologically, is what's called shear stress. And shear stress, basically, to put it simply, is the speed or the velocity of the fluid, and the fluid being the blood, moving past the blood vessel wall. Now, since the blood vessel wall is lined with this endothelium, which is basically the factory for nitric oxide production within the blood vessel wall. As the blood flows past, it stimulates the cascade of chemical and physiological processes that result in the production of nitric oxide. So if we lose the velocity of blood, if we're sedentary, if as we age the speed and the movement of this blood decreases, and if there are any other chronic metabolic disorders such as the inability of the blood to move through tissue, you know, any kind of fluid or blood stasis, diabetes, et cetera, it can interfere with the movement of this blood and therefore the stimulus for the production of nitric oxide at the endogenous or endothelial level is lost. So the importance of exercising is we all know that we can build our muscles, tone up our muscles, improve circulation because the muscle activity helps move the blood through the venous vessels and get it back to the heart and move things around. But what is also very important is the actual stimulus of the physical effect of blood movement to the creation of nitric oxide, which allows the blood vessel walls, the smooth muscle in the blood vessel walls to relax and the vessels to dilate and become compliant and actually help move the blood through. So that it's very important to have this exercise to keep the blood moving. Without the blood moving, we just lose the effect, in short.
What else happens at a cellular level during exercise?
Well, it's important for cells to be able to produce the nitric oxide, but also to move the metabolites that are the result of exercise and cellular physiology, to move them out of the cells and back into circulation so they can be released, things like lactic acid and carbon dioxide, ADMA, other metabolic waste products of metabolism. It's important to remove these from the tissues. Also, it's very important to make sure that we have the presence of antioxidants, whether they're water-soluble or fat-soluble, have these antioxidants to control the oxidative stress that is brought on by oxygen debt from the exercise. What also seems to happen is, as especially we get into strenuous exercises, the production of a tremendous amount of reactive oxygen species, or ROS, and that also contributes to oxidative stress and is much more enhanced and greatly accelerated as our body is depleted of nitric oxide. So exercise increases the expression of heat shock proteins and stress proteins, pro-inflammatory mediators, and other initiators of cellular stress that can cause potential cell destruction. And what's so nice about the fractions of the tocotrienols, for example, in a Sunset product, is that they directly inhibit expression of these heat shock or stress proteins that are a result of strenuous exercise. What we've noticed is that mitochondrial function and efficiency is increased by 20%. We have a decrease in proton link at the cellular level of the mitochondria. The time to exhaustion is extended. In other words, we're able to exercise more without getting into the oxygen and metabolite debt situations. We have increased ATP efficiency at the cellular level. Basically, the metabolic cost of the exercise is reduced if we have the presence of these metabolites that the Kaolin products help provide us with as well. And also we noticed that hemoglobin in aerobic condition converts nitric oxide back to nitrate. And if we have a sufficient pool of blood, if we have sufficient circulation, which is helped by exercise, then we're preserving one of the major source pools for nitric oxide in stable circulation, which then can be available to convert back to nitric oxide when our tissues need it. So lack of exercise basically decreases the health of the endothelium and increases the presence of the reactive oxygen species, which contribute to the oxidative stress damage. And this brings in an important part, an important factor of supplementing with the nitrates and nitrites, is with age and with oxygen debt and with basically just a depletion of metabolites in muscular tissues, we have the ability with the supplementation of the nitrates and nitrites to take up the slack for this and actually enhance and even help rejuvenate and restore the function of the endothelial pathway. So together, we can bring back the body's ability to not only produce the nitric oxide, but just to restore normal physiology.
I understand that exercise is very helpful in maintaining your healthy digestive system. Will this also help the circulation of nitrates in my body so that they're available for conversion to nitric oxide?
Yes, exercise is absolutely helpful for a healthy digestive system. I think we've all noticed that when we are exercising, we tend to process our food better. We tend to, the food seems to move through our system a lot better. It normalizes our satiation centers in our brain, so we know when we're full or we're not full. So it's along with the exercise, our brain is able to tell our body that we've had enough food to eat, et cetera. But also what is important is that exercise exertion is important for the proper metabolism of the nitric oxide, and the presence of antioxidants help this system along as well.
Okay. You know, Dr. Chin, I'm getting a little bit older. Will my body respond to exercise as well as I get along in years?
What seems to happen with the original or primary pathway of nitric oxide production is that as we age, the endothelium becomes impaired, and its ability to respond to shear stress and the velocity of that blood moving past the cells lining the blood vessel and producing nitric oxide is that the efficiency decreases with age. And so it's much more important to maintain healthy levels of exercise to make sure that the enzymatic system or the ENOS system of nitric oxide production is able to support the nitric oxide production pathway. Now, as we get older, one of the nice things about having the availability of the nitrates and nitrites, for example, in the Nitro Extreme and the Nitro FX, is we're basically supplementing and enhancing the production of nitric oxide, which is lost due to age. Other factors contributing to the numbing or decreasing the ability of the endothelium to respond to shear stress is smoking, atherosclerosis, diabetes, hypertension. In fact, numerous studies are showing that loss of adequate exercise is the chief contributor to the progression of diabetes. And this seems to be due to the loss of the nitric oxide production capability in endothelium, and then the ensuing cascade of effects such as islet cell destruction secondary to oxidative stress. And what it comes down to is a vicious cycle of not just dietary-dependent factors, but also factors that are very dependent on exercise levels. So the bottom line is healthy diet and exercise. It's a combination of the both, which will greatly delay the drop of nitric oxide production, which is just a normal, well, quote-unquote normal progression with age. And nitric oxide production, the cool thing is that it is adapted, that just because we're getting old doesn't mean we're going to lose it. It just is a factor. So if we can change our behavior, if we can change our lifestyle actions to include more exercise to enhance the ability of nitric oxide production, just because we're getting older doesn't mean we have to start succumbing to the effects of the loss of nitric oxide production. And what is nice, too, is the nitric oxide production pathway from the nitrates and nitrites is not age-dependent, where the primary pathway is.
All right. How does exercise affect my need for nitric oxide?
Well, because of the way nitric oxide synthesis pathway works, there's a significant demand on both ends of the spectrum. And I found this really interesting. Lack of exercise decreases the availability of nitric oxide, for example, for cognitive and neural function, due to the lack of the hemodynamic force, primarily shear stress, and the resulting enhancement of the endogenous pathway, you know, the endothelium producing nitric oxide. On the other end of the spectrum, strenuous exercise places the body in an advanced state of metabolism, increasing waste metabolites, carbon dioxide, lactic acid, in a hypoxic state or the low oxygen state of the tissue. With this low oxygen state, while triggering reserve pools of nitric oxide from myoglobin and other sources, is not an optimal environment for the endothelial pathway or the production of nitric oxide. And the bottom line of this is that the net effect is an increased demand for nitric oxide from the nitrate-nitrite pathway, hence the critical need for an effective precursor product that uses the alternate or the parallel pathway of nitrates and nitrites, for example, the NitroFX and Xtreme. Now, this effect is magnified with age as the ENOS or enzymatic system gradually loses effectiveness. And Agashira showed, in his study, showed the greater than 50% reduction in the ability of endothelium to produce nitric oxide in the oldest age group that they tested. So, in effect, the net effect is that both systems complement each other, and this is something I like to emphasize a lot because a lot of people have forgotten that the endothelial pathway is one of the primary pathways, and it's the arginine pathway. It is crippled with age. It can become severely compromised. However, it doesn't completely go away. In fact, with together the nitrate-nitrite pathway that we have available to us through the NitroFX and Xtreme, in combination with our normal pathway, the blood vessel lining pathway, the endogenous pathway, that gives us the summary effect that can overcome these factors such as age and loss of nutrient content in our food, et cetera, et cetera. So as we rely on both the pathways, we're able to meet a wide diversity of metabolic demand scenarios, and we're able to provide our body with optimal nutrition and exercise to meet those demands. And a note here that I thought I would add as well is the endogenous L-arginine pathway requires a constant supply of oxygen to produce nitric oxide. And hypoxic conditions cripple this pathway and its ability to synthesize nitric oxide. What is nice about the nitrate-nitrite pathway, it is not as oxygen-dependent. It's not age-dependent. It doesn't become crippled through the effects of metabolic syndrome, in other words, hypertension, obesity, hyperglycemia, dyslipidemia, all these other effects cripple the original pathway, the primary pathway. A parallel pathway, nitrates and nitrites, is effective in everybody if, and this is a big if they have the ability to supplement their diet with the effective source of the nitrate-nitrite precursors.
How do antioxidants fit in the picture as it relates to exercise and how my body responds?
Antioxidants provide, they're basically a safety net. Even if we have the ability to produce nitric oxide, if there is such a prevalent free radical population that all of the nitric oxide produced is immediately oxidized and gobbled up by the free radicals, then the net effect is nil. It's not there. So having the availability of powerful antioxidants allows the nitric oxide production pathways to function. So we know that oxidative stress will interfere with normal physiology. It advances the aging process. It can contribute to precancerous scenarios. It's just, bottom line, it's not a good situation. If we can enhance and keep our antioxidant bioavailability at an optimal level. This will help prevent the nitric oxide scavenging and thereby decrease or increase the net nitric oxide effect. Antioxidants also protect the essential cofactors of the nitric oxide production system. And one of those is the tetrahydrobiopterin, which is a huge cofactor in the nitric oxide production pathway. And if free radicals are around destroying these cofactors, even if we have the precursors for the production of nitric oxide, we're not going to get the nitric oxide effect. Also, having the antioxidants around prevents any nitrosation reactions. In other words, the potential of creating products such as nitrosamines, which is what we heard several decades ago was such a problem with nitrites, was the production of the nitrosamines and the scare that that would create cancer. And the reality of that was the lab results that created this scare and kept people away from the nitrates and the nitrites. These were performed on rats that were given concentration of nitrites several thousand times in concentration higher than what would ever be potentially available in human physiology. And so now the scientific community realizes that, especially with the presence of antioxidants, that whole cancer scare effect is absolutely not a factor any longer. In times of oxygen debt and hypoxia, that, you know, like we said earlier, the endothelial system becomes crippled, and its ability to produce nitric oxide is severely compromised. And that oxidative stress basically hijacks available nitric oxide and converts it potentially into reactive nitrogen and oxygen species or free radicals such as superoxide, peroxynitrite, and some of the others. So if we can stay in a low oxidative stress envelope and environment, especially in times of increased exercise and oxygen stress, this is a vital factor in maintaining normal physiology and health. It's important to remember physiological stress. We can talk about how things are supposed to work in an ideal environment. However, most of us are not in an ideal environment. Our life and our health is complicated. Maybe we've added a few more pounds than we should have. Maybe we've got high blood pressure in our personal history or family history. Sometimes smoking, even if we don't smoke, we may live and work in an environment that is increasing the potential for oxidative stress and free radical damage. All these are stressors. And in fact, exercise can even be called a stressor. Now, it's a good stressor in most cases, but if the exercise or the person performing the exercise is compromised at a cellular level, the stress is exponentially magnified. So when we recommend stress to our patients, it's really important to consider the contributing and potentially critical factors. You know, what kind of a stressful physiological load are our patients under? And we want to increase nitric oxide production. We want to increase the net effect, the cardioprotective effects, the neuroprotective effects, et cetera, that our products provide. But if the patient doesn't survive the exercise program, then that effect is nil. So it confirms the wisdom of a well-rounded approach to nutrition. And the Chiani triangle, it provides not only the antioxidant support, both fat and water-soluble, but also the nitric oxide precursors and the mitigation of the heat shock stress proteins, et cetera, as well as the basic nutrient building blocks for tissue repair, support, and maintenance.
Well, without question, you certainly know your stuff, Dr. Chen. No doubt about it. Fascinating information. I just have one question for you. In summary, how does Chiani's triangle of health help with exercise and affect overall nutrition?
The Chiani triangle provides the body with the basic building blocks to adapt to its environment, to function in a optimally healthy way in the physical environment. One other thing I could mention about the exercise aspect is that exercise will also stimulate enzymes that move, for example, if we're talking about cholesterol, it stimulates enzymes that can move the LDL from the blood to the liver where it can be metabolized and excreted or used for digestion. And then vigorous exercise has been shown to significantly lower the LDL and the HDL component and increase the HDL components in the cholesterol. So if we can focus on not only providing the body with the best substrates or the best precursors, and that being the antioxidants in the sunrise, and then the fat-soluble antioxidants in the sunset, for that matter, the nitric oxide precursors in the FX in the extreme, the omega-3s, and helping to restore the omega-3, omega-6 balance. If we can provide those in the context of exercise. And bottom line, what exercise seems to do is put the body into a receptive environment, a receptive position to adequately, or not even adequately, but optimally utilize these products. And some authors I've read use factors as much as, they might say as you can gain as little as 15 to 20% of these nutritional products in the absence of exercise rather than 100% optimally. So we're very much limiting our ability to utilize these products and our patients' ability to use these products if we kind of ignore the exercise factor. And what it comes down to is exercise is a discipline. And I'm as guilty as anyone else. There are some mornings I'd rather just stay snug under the covers than get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go for my run or my 5-mile hike or whatever I have planned for the day. But when we can actually picture and help our patients picture at a cellular level what is happening when they exercise, I think that makes it a little bit easier to see the importance of it and a little bit easier to jump out of bed in the morning and get that exercise, knowing that we're spending good money. We're asking our distributors and our consumers of the county products to spend good money on these products. And if they aren't receiving the 100% potential benefits of this product because they're not exercising, it's a disservice to who we're trying to serve. And that I think is the bottom line. We have a tremendous opportunity to share the best products on the planet with people that are literally dying for lack of them, and we can tremendously magnify the benefits personally to these people, but also we can tremendously magnify the clinical results, so that when people are taking these products in hopes of counteracting some chronic disorder or chronic disease condition, they can potentially have that effect they're seeking, but they have to put some work into it as well, not only taking the products, but doing the exercise to create the net effect that is the goal.
Well, Dr. Chin, thank you very much. Absolutely fascinating information. And I can't, on behalf of all the distributors and customers that listen to this, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your very busy schedule and putting this information together and sharing it with us. Obviously, you have an incredible amount of experience in so many different areas, and exercise and nutrition included. And just want to thank you very much for taking some of your precious time to be able to be with us. So just incredible information.
Well,
thank you.
I just want to say this is a subject that is at the top of my priority list. I absolutely love this science. I can't imagine finding a more incredible and insightful and visionary company than Keonic. The quality of the products that they have put together is unmatched. And as a product formulator myself, I don't say that lightly. I know what it takes to formulate a product, to put ingredients together and to get the best clinical effect, and to have Kyani step up to the plate and with this triangle hit three balls far out of the park. It's rare, and it's something that we can all be very proud of and move forward strongly with. So, yes, thank you, Tyler.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thanks to each of you for taking some time to listen to this presentation again. We appreciate it. Continue to work on your heart health. Again, we've got our convention coming up in Long Beach on August 3rd and 4th, and we anticipate having a tremendous amount of information shared and discussed there about heart health as well. So thank you very much for being with us. And Dr. Chin, you have a terrific day, and we will talk to you very soon. Thank you.
Thank you.